slide tray go down, and when we were practicing, we had to change all the slides to four new slide trays to adjust for it. So I really appreciate what Jonathan and Rob are doing. But now, if you're over here, you might want to move because of the way that the lighting is. But otherwise, I think everyone can see. And we want to just open with joining together on one of my favorite hymns, To the Rock. And we'll begin with this hymn. Got this assignment for Vesper Memories. I got a letter from Brother David, and he said that Brother Felix Wasserman used to come every Friday before the convention, or I don't know if it was every Friday, but on some conventions, and show slides of the brethren from years past. And he asked if I could fill Brother Wasserman's shoes for 1 year for my storehouse of images of the brethren. I tried to pick images that I've photographed over the last 10 or 15 years of brethren that would be in this area originally, or that we would be able to see. Go to the next slide, Jonathan. And this was the very day that Timmy Sirasi was born. five generations of Sarasis. And doesn't it remind you of the... And you know, the only representative of the Sarasi family that's here is Timmy at this convention. And it kind of struck me. But it reminds me of that scripture that says, for the promise is for you and for your children and for as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. And what a promise that is to the brethren that do have children in the Lord. We're going to have the kids come up. They've said they would sing for us. Come on up here where you can see. Unfortunately, right back here they're going to be. So we're going to move this. They're not going to be able to see these slides, but they're in these slides, so they don't need to see some of them. But what we're going to start off with is memories of camps. And young people, not only in this country, but we have an image of... John, you can go on to the next image there. There's a Bible student, Midwest Bible student youth camp shot. And these kids, Joyce and I, we haven't really been involved that much with camp in the last couple of years. Our kids have graduated. Our kids are kids like Jonathan Gray and Jordan Gray and that generation. And the Lord has provided other avenues for us, and we haven't been able to get to camp as much as we would like. But Joyce and I have always considered the brethren's children our children. We haven't had our own. And we've had the blessing of being involved with yours, and we really thank you for that. Go to the next one, Sean. There's a shot from Luce's ages ago. You can see, is that Julie in there someplace? I think she's, there's April. And the next one. And here are young people in Nigeria at a convention, I think, in 1986. And okay, we're going to sing, and Jonathan's going to go through the slides for us.
To me.
I don't know if you've all heard that the Lucids have had to decide not to have camp at their home this year, which I'm sure was a very difficult decision for them. Brother Art is not doing real well, and they decided that it would be best to skip a year. Kind of brings me to an end of the era. I remember, the first camp I went to, Brother Ken was involved, Sister Virginia. I remember when Brother Ken decided to pass on the reins, I guess, pass on the baton, and I couldn't understand his decision. I remember going up to him and saying, "Brother Ken, you can't leave us. you are the spirit of camp." But he did it. I'm sure that was a very difficult decision for him at the time. But the work has really flourished, and I understand that in Nigeria this year they will have their first youth camp. There's also a youth camp in San Diego now each year, and it's always a blessing. Jonathan, go to the next slide. We're going to have the brethren from Allentown serve us once again. We can have just a little bit of light up front, Bob. And come on up, brethren. I had to call Brother David this week and ask him about the slide projectors, and he said at the end of our conversation, "You know, the brethren from Allentown would really like to sing during the Vesper. You think that would be possible?" And I heard the practice, and it's really good. They're going to sing a hymn called "His Sheep Am I." And they're doing, I guess, what you would call double duty here. the blessing of having them serve us for the weekend, and now serve us in spirit. Oh, yes. There you go. Thank you very much. You know, I always like to have a choir during a Vesper. And I knew that this time there would be no time to get a choir together in such a short period of time. But the Lord provides. What a blessing. Ask Brother Jerry to come forward. We're going to sing, I believe. John, would you go to the next? Yes, we're going to sing Amazing Grace together. And we have a poem. I feel a poem of grace written by Brother Aaron Leslie. And Jerry has assented to read it for us. And I guess it doesn't have a title, does it? Probably if you had to title it, it would be The Secret Garden. But it talks, I think, about a struggle of a young person in the truth, and the need that we all have of God's grace. And I wanted Jerry to read that to open our next hymn that we'll sing together. Jerry?
Deal with me, O Lord. Take me within thy walls. Show me the secret garden. Take me beyond the reaches of death. My burden in light. Though my head is heavy, my feet walk lightly. Though my way is rough, when will it be ended? When will all this be through? Death is a toothless old man, but time is ferocious. Is repentance ever complete? Does it ever match our sinning? Peace, my soul, the Master's house is warm, his hospitality eternal. Never has leaven supped here. I rest. Deal with me, O Lord, through the continuing pilgrimage of pain and passion, joy and sorrow, of praise and hope. Hope. I long to stroll through his secret garden beyond the reaches of death.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I
an incredible phenomenon, a miracle, I believe, is the worldwide fellowship of our brethren. You ever tried to explain it to anyone, how it works? It's difficult for them to understand what unites us, how the truth and the spirit of the truth unites us in the bonds of peace and the bonds of blessing. And we thought that our next section would be a collection of slides from many different countries. You'll see Nigeria, France, Germany, Poland, Russia, brethren from United States. There'll be a lot of brethren from there, and Canada, I'm sure. And there's a scripture, and it's in 1 Peter 5:9 that I want to read. And talks about this worldwide fellowship. And as I'm reading this, with the brethren that are going to sing next, you can come down. Be sober. Be on the alert. Brethren, we're going to be on this side. We changed the lighting plan. Sorry. Be of a sober spirit. Be on the alert. For your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. And after you have suffered for a little, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. We're going to sing, as you view the slides of the brethren from around the world, we're going to sing a hymn written about a brother who had passed away. And we know that's our goal, isn't it, to be with our Heavenly Father. I think of Brother Wasserman, looking down at us, if he's made his calling election sure, that he's probably very pleased to see what we're doing tonight, and the blessings of viewing the brethren's faces experiencing, looking at our brethren worldwide. Thank you. stayed. Okay, thank you, brother. The last section is images from the Jerusalem Convention. This was the first trip that Joyce and I were able to go on. We got back about a month ago. And as Sister Betty mentioned in her testimony, it was a highlight, if not the highlight, of our consecrated walk. To see the land, experience the Aliyah, to talk to the people in the land was just a joy that I had personally, and I know many brethren did. Go to the next slide, Jonathan. This is what happened to me after a couple days being there. But I'm kidding, brethren. Oh, you got the cape. Okay. But I just want you to the Jerusalem Convention, as the International Convention, and many of the activities, even the retirement center. I think is uniting the brethren in some ways in these last days, in the spirit of the truth and even in the truth. The brethren in Europe, when the International Convention started, I think around 10, 12 years ago now, I think they really appreciated getting to know the brethren from the States and other countries, because they were feeling kind of isolated. And the Jerusalem Convention was an international convention. There was almost as many brethren from, in fact, I think there were as many brethren from Poland and France and Germany as there was from the United States. And there was simultaneous translation going on just as at the International Convention. And, the early church, I think there was a lot of international flavor to it, I guess you would say. And it would be it's very fitting in my mind to think that the Lord would be gathering us together internationally in these last days. And so the theme of the convention was unity among the brethren. Brother Jack Campbell was given the assignment to welcome the brethren to Israel. And he wrote his welcoming talk, and I think within a month he had died. Was not able to give the address to the brethren, but I want to just read one paragraph from it. He says, in welcoming you to Jerusalem, Jonathan, you can go through a couple slides. We, of course, by natural inclination, welcome you to Israel. The two are inseparable. Look about you as you travel throughout the land and consider that from the time of Israel's dispersion in 70 AD until 100 years ago, The mountains and hills and plains that you see lay barren and forsaken. But today, forests and fields and orchards and vineyards and pastures have been planted and do flourish. Cities are rebuilt and expanded, and now new ones are established. End of the age prophecies are being fulfilled. But ye, O mountain of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and ye shall be tilled and sown, and I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, all of it. And the cities shall be inhabited, the waste places shall be builded, and I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit. And I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better unto you than at your beginnings. And ye shall know that I am the Lord.
Ye olive trees that stand in silence upon the hills of time, to hear the voices of the city as bells of evening chime, the shofar sounding from the temple to call the world to
Jerusalem, if I forget.
Sister Connie Campbell, she lives in Israel. There was a baptism in the Jordan River, very spontaneous, very fitting that Brother Russell was able to do it. Sister Rowena was immersed. Jonathan, we need to go back one on that tray. Back one on that tray, and then forward on the next one. Keep going on this one. We're going to sing together to close our day in the sweet by and by. Read a scripture while Glenn is getting ready, if I can find it in the dark here. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, in which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. And let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, and give thanks through him to God the Father. Let's close by singing together in the sweet by and by. Start again, John. Here we go.
God has promised a glorious day. Be part.
Beautiful way to end a beautiful day. Thank you, Brother Paul, and all those that participated in the program. And thank each one of you who served this day, and thank each one of you, brethren, for coming and making this day possible. We really appreciate it. And will Brother Chester Wasilewski come forward to read the songs of the night?
Text is found in Philippians 2:10, and it states, "At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow." While we contemplate this high exaltation of the Master, let us not forget that His bride is to be joint heirs with Him in all of His glory, honor, and immortality, and that the privilege of becoming members of the bride class belongs to the called, chosen, faithful, the very elect of this gospel age. If we could have this in our minds continually, what manner of persons would we be in all holy conversation and godliness, and how trifling all earthly pleasures and sorrows, all riches and poverty, all weakness and debasement would seem to us so intense that we would be in our desire, it would be our desire to make our calling and election sure to those exceeding great and precious promises. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Thank you, Brother Chester. And we're going to ask Brother Paul to close this day with prayer and to also ask a blessing on our fellowship and refreshments to follow.
Precious Almighty Heavenly Father, we approach Thy throne at the end of this day to again thank You for the blessed privilege You've given each of us to attend this convention, to come apart for a while and to reflect upon Thy goodness and Thy mercy and Thy kindness toward each of us. And not only toward us here, but as we remember our brethren worldwide, we ask that You would guide and direct Thy new creation according to Your will and finish it in Thy due time. We certainly understand from the scriptures that the time is short, and we pray that we would be all faithful individually and collectively as You direct our paths. Dear Father, we ask not only for ourselves, but for the other conventions that we know are going on. We pray for Thy blessing to be upon the brethren in Hope and the brethren in Colorado, that they too may be enjoying Thy sweet fellowship. We ask for You to guide and direct us in our fellowship to follow, and we're thankful for the sacrifice of the Allentown friends. We pray that You would especially bless them. And Father, we do long for the time that We will be with you and with our dear Lord Jesus and with all the saints and pouring out the blessings that you've promised and that we certainly desire for this groaning creation. And we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.